Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
And AM 1620, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and Lisa Murphy of Southern Climate Solutions is joining me on the show today. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, Davis, how are you doing? It's good to hear you again. We haven't been on together for a while.
I know. I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you. COVID's really sort of kept us at our distance, so it's good to be able to speak with you once again. I know whenever we have you on, it's extremely informative, and when you live in Florida, you have to take care of your home and what's inside your home so you don't have any kind of damage that could possibly come from the moisture that tends to come with Florida weather.
That's exactly right, and that's always what we're here to talk about. But, you know, you mentioned keeping our distance and, you know, doing the show remotely and everything with COVID. It's probably a good opportunity to talk about COVID and viruses in general. As related to humidity, you know, it's our goal, of course, to control the humidity of the indoor environment and keep that at safe levels between 40 and 50%. But there's a relationship. A lot of people think that with viruses, like the flu, we all hear about a flu spike in the wintertime. And most people think it's related to the cold temperatures, for example, that create that spike. And while that's true, what most people don't realize is humidity really plays a role. There's a ton of studies going on at Johns Hopkins right now that people, if you're interested, you know, you can read. But actually the greatest threat for morbidity related to flu is a cold, very overly dry environment. You know, now the flip side of that is that excessive humidity allows viruses to thrive. So we're sort of in an environment here that we're allowing viruses to thrive because of all the excess moisture. There's actually an optimum indoor humidity levels that's related to controlling to deter viruses and illness. And according to the EPA, that RH is 50%. So at 50%, not only are we able to deter those viruses, but our immune response, and that's what they're finding, our immune response to virus is most favorable at that percentage, and chances of critical illness and death related to them drop significantly because there's that correlation in a very, very, very improper indoor humidity. That's where people tend to succumb. So I'm finding those studies really interesting because of the business that we're in. And the fact that we look at those optimum levels at 40 to 50%, which is also the recommendation, but how interrelated they are to virus and all the things that we're dealing with today is something I thought, you know, our listeners would like to hear.
And you know, you mentioned that. That's a really critical thing because here in Florida, our environment does tend to be in that high humidity category. It puts us at that risk for that breeding virus.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, here in the South, we deal with high humidity year round. We just had the weather report. I think he said 66 degrees. It's 74% humidity out. And that's over that threshold of 60%. So even in the winter months, our humidity is high. It's just not as noticeable because our temperatures are cooler. And in addition, you know, to all the hazard it creates in our homes, it also creates these potential health hazards that we need to be aware of. And, you know, one of those, you know, being the breeding ground again for virus, and it all goes back to that excess moisture that high indoor humidity creates. So things like mold, bacteria, and virus all need moisture to survive and thrive. So this high indoor humidity, and by high, again, I mean over 60%, creates a really unhealthy environment for people in that environment. So, you know, obviously the issue I'm trying to stress for folks is to understand that nature of where we live, the high year-round humidity, the excess moisture that collects in our homes, and the hazards that it creates, including those health hazards that we talked about at the beginning.
So if all the moisture is collecting inside our homes, there has to be a sign to that, right?
Oh, yeah. There definitely are many signs. A lot of people don't quite understand them until they start to really have a problem. But, you know, people should look for things like excess condensation on your windows, dripping vents, cupping wood floors, musty odors. A musty odor isn't how a home should smell, not even an older home. A musty odor is related to fungi growth. And of course, visual signs of mold and mildew, which people don't always see. It's not always evident. And sometimes it's under your home if you have a crawl space, not in your home. And there are plenty of molds that are transparent. So sometimes you can see it. Most often you'll see that mildewy thing around your windows, but that's a sign of excess moisture. And of course, that excess moisture promotes things like wood rot, termites, other moisture-seeking pests, and mold. And trust me, no home in our region is immune to the effects of high humidity. We all deal with it, and our homes all sort of react to it the same way.
So I think the big question now is, if my home is experiencing these issues, and I absolutely do not want that, by the way, how does Southern Climate Solutions help keep my home healthy?
That's right. And, you know, we are experts in moisture control. We've been doing it for over 20 years with 100% success rate. It's not just about a machine. It's about understanding what you're doing with airflow and choosing the proper application. But what we do is utilize commercial standalone products, commercial grade dehumidification equipment to create a controlled indoor environment to keep that RH at safe, healthy levels all the time, permanently, right? We have different applications for different types of structures and different sizes of equipment for different volumes of spaces. We also have moisture control solutions for large boats and yachts, which is, you know, really interesting for those folks that invest in their hobbies and their passions, and they want to keep, you know, those things just like you do a home, safe. But all of our solutions are permanent, they're energy efficient, and they promote superior indoor air quality. So by controlling that indoor environment, we eliminate that excess moisture. We always talk about get to the root of the problem. If you eliminate the excess moisture, you remove the potential hazards, and those hazards that affect, again, your home and your health. Most importantly, we prevent mold, which is one of the major issues that we deal with in our climate.
You mentioned mold. What kind of problems do you encounter with mold?
Oh, there's just so many issues. And being, you know, that we do what we do, we see them every day. As far as the structure itself, whether it's a home or a business, a commercial property, we can see a lot of wood rot and structural damage. There's certain molds that eat the cellulose out of wood. Creates an obvious structural problem. And of course, there are the health issues that are directly related to mold. We're working with a lot of folks that experience respiratory ailments, skin conditions, chronic cold-like symptoms, watery eyes, sneezing. Mold is actually the number one cause of chronic sinusitis. They say Mayo Clinic says 99% of chronic sinusitis comes from mold. So if you suffer, you know, check your indoor relative humidity. And if it's running above 60%, it really could be your home that's making you sick. We actually have seen an uptick, you know, this last year with people experiencing issues, and probably because of COVID and spending more time in the home or working from the home, you know, they're experiencing these effects and they weren't really understanding it. And so it's become a problem. The more time people spend in their home, the more they're starting to understand about their home.
So, you know, you were mentioning the humidity levels being unhealthy above 60% inside your home. What about healthy levels? Where should they be at healthy levels?
Yeah, and again, healthy levels of indoor RH are between, and here we try and keep them 40 to 50%. That optimum is about 50%. And if you want to keep an eye on that percentage, you can pick up a device called a hygrometer. I think everyone that lives in our region should really have one. It's a matter of the health of your home and the health of the people in it. They aren't expensive. They're a worthwhile investment to monitor, you know, those types of things. But keep in mind that 40 to 50% range, and that is really your optimum. And you can read, that's another thing you can read about at the EPA, you know, different associations. They talk about those optimum levels and why, you know, why it's important to keep your home, you know, within that range.
Yeah, the hygrometer is a very key element to any home. I lived in a home where, as a renter, the homeowner was really into smart tech technology. And so he loaded it with everything, and that included a hygrometer. And I was able to understand the importance of having one inside the home, especially when you're in the heat of summer. And those Florida summers, as we all know, can carry a lot of moisture. And just a reminder, this is Lisa Murphy. She is with Southern Climate Solutions. If you want to be a part of the program, you have a question, or if you have a comment that you want to make to Lisa, feel free to call us, or you can text us at 437-1620, 437-1620. That is the phone number.
Yeah, great. You know, we're talking about all these, you know, things that go on in your home due to excess moisture, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, they wonder how, you know, at some point, how did their home get so unhealthy? And these, you know, are folks we deal with daily that are maybe dealing with major issues. You know, how does humidity get in, and why does it cause so many problems? But, you know, in addition to just our natural environment, which is a challenge here with this high humidity all year round, all homes produce moisture naturally, just cooking, bathing, you know. That's why we have exhaust fans, you know, in our bathrooms and things like that, you know, to your shower. You want to take that warm, moist air out of there. Doing laundry, working out, you can't avoid things like opening doors and windows. So all of those things, all of those day-to-day things invite that moisture in. Folks probably don't know, don't really understand or think about, you know, how a crawl space, you know, as being a major point of entry for humidity inside their home. And that's because by nature, humidity seeks cool space. So crawl space, folks listening, you know, typically your crawl is always cooler, you know, than the outside air. So humidity wants to enter there and it just sits. And that humidity creates excess moisture. You add the combined effect of the shallow water tables that we have here, you know, moisture is coming up from the soil, and all of that becomes a breeding ground under your home. So, you know, I go back to the discussion earlier when we talked about wood rot, right, and moisture-seeking pests and molds that eat the cellulose in your wood. You know, those become issues in your crawl. But that moisture doesn't just sit there, right, in the crawl and wreak havoc only there. It actually enters your home up through the floorboards. So that is a, you know, a major entry spot for crawl space homes. One of the bigger issues is cupping wood floors. That's typically from the moisture in your crawl permeating into your floors. So all of those hazardous conditions in your crawl enter your home, and that includes the mold. So that is something, you know, that we deal with, we have an application for, you know, we take care of that just like we do anything else. And by controlling that crawl space and creating a controlled environment in the crawl, we control the inside of your home.
So the crawl space, isn't the idea of that to breathe?
Well, it is, right? It is the idea. And as you know, there's sort of national, you know, building codes, but, you know, we live in this environment that doesn't promote that, you know, it just doesn't promote a crawl to breathe properly. The EPA has actually written papers about the importance of what we call, what we do at Southern Climate Solutions, which is a full encapsulation with dehumidification. And they promote that in these Southern climates. It was really interesting. There was a few years back, there was this group out of North Carolina who was sort of the leader in crawl space science as it relates to the South. Their name was Advanced Energy. They've done some really amazing studies sort of promoting this idea that, look, these national building codes and this breathing thing, you know, it works in some regions, but in the South, it is not effective because of the humidity and that lack of ventilation. They studied a group of new homes. They were all built at the same time, virtually identical, down the street, left side, right side. The homes on one side, they left alone as a natural crawl. The homes on the other side, they fully encapsulated at DHU, and the results were really staggering. The homes that they used, the encapsulation and the dehumidification, to eliminate that excess moisture that was created by the southern climate, was significant. Those homes were significantly more healthy. They had optimal indoor air quality. They were more energy efficient, and they were less prone to maintenance issues because the indoor environment was controlled and kept below 60%, you know, that threshold that we talk about. You don't want to be over that threshold. But at Southern Climate Solutions, you know, we've been providing those services, that full encapsulation, dehumidification, and a crawl for, you know, almost two decades. And, of course, we serve more than just crawl space homes, but it's sort of a unique application. And most people experiencing things, we get so many calls about cupping wood floors. They really have no idea it's related to moisture coming from their crawl.
So these cupping floors, I've dealt with them before. Not fun. They're not appealing. Mm-hmm. They are uncomfortable to look at and walk on. So when the floors do get to that point where they are cupping, does that mean that they need to be replaced?
Well, that's, you know, unfortunately, that's sometimes what people think. But our moisture control applications can usually correct the issue over a period of, say, 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how bad the floors are. So what we do is we very slowly pull that moisture from the crawl, the home, and the floors. Now, we've had great success in laying floors down flat again. Now, we've run into people that have replaced their floors thinking that the floors were the issue. Maybe they were installed wrong or they were faulty. That's, everybody sort of goes to that first thing, oh, what's wrong with my floors? But unfortunately, it was really only a matter of time before they were dealing with the same issues or their floors started to move. And, you know, floors are a big investment, right? You're putting wood floors in your home. It's expensive. So they're dealing with these same issues over and over because they aren't getting, again, to the heart of the problem, which is moisture. You just aren't going to benefit long term. The floors will look good for a while. You'll start to deal with the same effects. And, you know, I stress that because most people, you know, aren't necessarily aware, you know, how moisture is affecting their floors and their home. It's much the same issue with mold problems, you know, that people seek remediation. You know, removing mold is one thing. And in many, many cases, right, it's necessary. You know, you have to get it done. But it isn't really fixing the problem. You know, the problem is moisture, and remediation just doesn't address that. Commercial dehumidification in the proper application does. And that's the reason we say we prevent mold. So I don't know about you, Davis, but I would rather prevent it than ever have to deal with it. You know, permanently eliminating the moisture and preventing that problem, you know, sounds a lot more, you know, like what I'd want to do. And, you know, once we really talk to people and they have an understanding, they do get it. And the problem is, it's just not understanding it, you know, fully. And when they're dealing with remediators, you know, which provide a great service, by the way, for serious problems, that's not a remediator is there to remediate, right? And that's what they do. That's the service that they're going to provide. But if you want to get to that heart of that issue and protect your home and your space from excess moisture, then, you know, you have to look at dehumidifying the house and keeping, you know, all those hazards at bay.
You know, it's funny. I think I've heard this before where if you've had mold, then you've lived in the state of Florida. But it doesn't always have to be that way. Yeah. You can dehumidify your home and make it just a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's what people just have to keep top of mind here is, you know, pay attention to the indoor relative humidity in your home, just like you pay attention to the temperature. They're very interrelated, right? You people want to cool their home. We have to have, there isn't anybody here that wouldn't say, I need, you know, oh, I don't need air conditioning. You know, everyone needs AC because it's very understood. And sort of that gray area is, you know, humidity. A lot of folks think that, you know, the AC will pull, you know, the humidity out of their home. And that's just not necessarily, you know, the case. We have to keep in mind that AC is meant to cool and dehumidification is meant to eliminate moisture. So you need to sort of combine those two. We see a little bit, you know, more of it now with a better understanding. But, you know, dropping that temperature, dropping that thermostat to try and remove the moisture from your home is what a lot of people try and do. And that's when you get that cold, clammy feeling, right? Because you're trying to do something that your AC can't naturally do. We just don't have the runtime here to take care of all that excess humidity. So what happens is your energy bills are higher because you're dropping that air, trying to get to a comfort level in your home that you really aren't going to get using your AC. With dehumidification, when you pull that moisture out, your home is naturally cooler. So while you now may keep your temperature and be comfortable, say, at 70, 71 degrees in the summertime, with dehumidification, like we keep our house right around 78 degrees. And it is cool. I mean, I can put on a sweatshirt at night in my home. And, you know, it's a great thing because then that goes back to the energy efficiency. For every degree you can turn your thermostat up, you can save 2.5% to 3% on your electric bill. So, you know, do the math, right? You're changing it by, you know, 6 or 7 degrees. It can be very significant. So not only does dehumidification take care of the moisture, it really promotes your comfort and it saves you, you know, money on your energy bill. So really, you know, to us, and we see it all the time, we hear it from our customers, how much, you know, they save on their electric bills, how much more comfortable they are, and how much healthier their home is with that, you know, superior indoor air quality. So to us, you know, it's like a win-win. Everybody wins. Healthy home, less money going out. It's just, you know, a great investment, and you prevent those hazards.
We're speaking with Lisa Murphy of Southern Climate Solutions. We are down to a little under 2 minutes. I do have a very quick question, though. If I were to want to install a dehumidifier, how long does that process take?
Well, it depends on the application, depends on the type of home that you have and the application that we choose to do it most appropriately. And typically, you know, it can take anywhere from, you know, a day, couple days, a really, you know, a larger, you know, home where there's, you know, multiple units, which we have to do sometime, might take a little bit more time. But our guys are experts. They're out there doing it all the time. They have the game plan. They know exactly what they're going to do before they walk in, and they do it very efficiently. Love working with our customers. They're, you know, they're all great, and we don't have one that's unhappy, so that says a lot.
Well, Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time. If I want to get a hold of you, if our listeners want to learn more about Southern Climate Solutions, how can we find you?
Yeah, well, you can always give us a call if you have a question, 850-319-7489. If you want to read a little bit more about what we do, you can go to southernclimatesolutions.com. And, of course, you know, look us up on Facebook. It's Southern Climate Solutions, LLC. Give us a like, follow us. We post good information every day, but don't hesitate to call. We're always happy. We assess homes for free. There's no charge. We'll talk it through if you have any questions. So 850-319-7489.
Again, that's 850-319-7489. Lisa Murphy of Southern Climate Solutions, as always, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to having you on again soon.
Looking forward to talking to you again, Davis. Thank you so much.